So the last broadcast I did on here, it was on the way to the Inspirato Projecto Studios at K-Chung Radio. I did the radio show. The whole point was I was going to simulcast this on Anchor while I was on there. And I started it off, you know, it started off really good. And then I ended up getting a phone call, and that kind of knocked it out of whack. So it just stopped it right there. It didn't save it or anything. So next time, I think what I need to do is turn off the ringer, maybe. I think I might have to turn off the ringer, so that way when I'm recording on Anchor, the ringer doesn't, nothing gets interrupted. So it was worth the experiment. It was worth the experiment. Subway has just pulled in, so we'll see how long it gives us before we can hop on and join the madness. Oh. People forget that stairs are kind of like a street, you know, you walk on the right side. And so, It's fun to try to weave your way around folks who are me first attitude. The me first mindset. So, yeah, this is the after show, put it that way. After show, the Inspirato Projecto. I had a lot of fun. It's up on Periscope. It broadcasted live on the radio. However, it did not save in the archives of the K-Chung computer. So the good news is, I saved it to Audacity while it was playing, and then I brought a thumb drive to save it on. So I'm going to use that, just as I talked about before. I'm going to use that episode uploaded from my thumb drive directly to Mixcloud. I really dig the idea that Mixcloud can hold unlimited, as far as I know, unlimited amounts of information. SoundCloud, I think you're allowed a certain amount of gigabytes. Mixcloud, on the other hand, you can stretch it out as far as you want, basically. Today's Inspirato Projecto. I just played tons of riffs, lots of songs that I have been messing with.
Now arriving, Civic Center, Grand Park City.
And it felt good. Put those out on the air.
City,
I rarely play my own stuff on the air. And when I do, it feels great. I think the idea is coming from growing up. My mom would always say, "Don't get a big head. Don't get an ego. Don't get a big head." So I'd always hear that. And as a result, I'd be very, 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 very humble. And it would always feel strange accepting compliments, accepting accolades. And I always felt, a bit like I wasn't worthy of receiving the accolades. I've realized that the more immersed you are in doing what you're doing, the less you are observing what you're doing,
because you're too busy being it. You're too busy living it.
The next stop is Pershing Square Station, on Hill Street between 4th and 5th. Please take
I don't know if Mercury's in retrograde or what the deal is.
Please stand clear. The doors are closing.
However, there have been, you know, a series of technical situations. Remember Shada? Black Pumpkin Shada did not want to shoot any of the movie during the retrograde. Mercury retrograde. Because during Mercury retrograde, this is what I know about Mercury retrograde. From a little bit I've learned. If you already started a project that has to do with technology, if you already started it, you're in the middle of it, you've already got momentum, it's moving. However, when you hear that Mercury goes in retrograde, do not start a project during the time. If you already started it, it's good. It's fine. So, I just need to buckle down.
Now arriving 7th Street Metro Center. Exit here for Big and 7th and the 1. Connect here with the Metro Pencil Line on Platform 1, the Metro Blue Line on Platform 2, and remember to tap again to transfer.
Rumors that Shada might pull the plug on the movie because of the financial issue. I mean, we're banging up our house. We're banging up our house.
Flowers. Please stand.
ideally, she'll keep the momentum going.
The next stop is Wilshire, Vermont.
Nice. That would be ideal. Just keep it rocking. Keep it rolling. Keep it rocking, keep it rolling, keep it going. Keep it rocking, keep it rolling, keep it going. Keep it rocking, keep it rolling, keep it going. Keep it rocking, keep it rolling, keep it going. Still reading my Dolores Cannon book, Convoluted Universe. I think it's book number 3. I have one more that I have. I think there are 2 more books. Convoluted Universe that I need to read. I need to go out and read all the rest of Dolores Cannon books too. Experience working on Black Pumpkin. So exciting. So fun.
Welcome aboard the Metro Red Line. This train's final destination is North Hollywood
so well.
Station.
Here's another example. I don't know if I talked about this or not. But I did the Cube. I was working on the Cube the other day. Yesterday.
The next stop is Station.
In the Cube, one of the big things that I was magnetizing towards me was abundance, financial abundance, coming from unknown areas, coming from surprising areas. And sure enough, check my PayPal, and apparently got paid $290 for wedding video stuff. I'd forgotten about. So they came through, and you know what? Came through a day before I needed it. And by needing it, what I mean is paying off my internet bill and a healthy chunk of my electric bill way up there, because during the winter I just kept the heat cranked. It was cranked. Been very fortunate that the apartment manager has been as nice as she's been with, you know, me paying the rent late. So, just like the other day, which I think I documented on here, just like the other day where I was standing at the bank, and in between, I was going to go pay the rent. I had the money in my hand. I somehow, between leaving my house and going to the bank, I misplaced $120. Somehow. What the hell happened to that? I'd love to go into past life regression and go into that, find out what the deal is with that. It'd be interesting. So that day, I misplaced $120. I was $75 short of rent. And I'm just there at the bank, and they're telling me, oh, yeah, you gave me $800. You didn't give me $920. I know I gave you $920. Or at least I thought I did. So I was $75 short, and I'm there at the bank, and I'm going, what the hell? All of a sudden, right then, bling, I end up getting a message saying that I was paid $100 for a show that Yachtly Crew had done, the celebrity poker tournament. We did it about a month ago, and so we ended up getting paid for it. So we ended up getting paid for it, and right at that moment, Kim swooped in. Right when I thought, I don't know what's going to happen here. And the funny thing was, the day before, I was saying to the universe, I said, okay, well, let's just play with this idea here. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or anxious or worried that, you know, I wasn't going to have rent and I was going to get kicked out and end up on my ass, be homeless. Sitting there, all of a sudden, whoop. So yeah, I said to the universe, I said, you know what, it's going to be so exciting to see how you're going to pay me. It's going to be so exciting to see how you save me from this. It's going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. So even in those situations where it seems like we don't know what we're doing or we don't know what's going on, et cetera, et cetera, everything ends up fine. Everything ends up fine. So with that whole, it's like a Venmo thing, and then all of a sudden, yesterday, I'm sitting, okay, what am I going to do for tomorrow, meaning today? I had two bills that were due, and I negotiated something with the phone bill guys that, you know, down to $30. I owed, I think, like 60-something for internet, which had late fees on it, and then I owed another 60-something for the next month of the internet. It was a crazy conundrum, so knowing that I wanted to pay that at least $30, and for the electric bill, which is like $250, I was just getting $50 now and again, just to, you know, out of good faith. So now I'm, you know, I chiseled half of that away. I felt good. I felt so good. So the universe basically is showing me, we are your higher mind. We are you. You are we. Says, believing is seeing. It's been said many, many times. Seeing is believing, however. It's not seeing is believing, it's believing is seeing. You believe it, and then you see examples of it in your world. It's a backwards example. The things that show up in your world are there because of what you are already believing, what you are already dialed into. Trapped in a corner, we can't see a window, we can't see a door, we can't see an attic, we can't see special door down into the root cellar. And we're wedged in that corner and don't know what to do. There's always, always going to be someone, something that swoops in just the right way. By taking stock of this, by taking
now
down notes.
Taking down here, notes of this phenomenon. The
it's now a documented situation. I guess it may be a scientific anomaly. That's fine. Scientific anomalies exist all over the place. Why not be a scientific anomaly?
Please stand clear. The doors are closing.
Let yourself be a scientific anomaly. Let yourself get crazy. Let yourself get dreamy.
The next stop is Hollywood Island Station.
That's about it for now. I'm feeling a little tired, as if you couldn't tell. I had a coffee. I was flying off the handle on the show. I got out late last night. I mean, I went to bed about 4 a.m. and I woke up at about 9 to start doing the radio show, so I think I'm going to sleep a couple hours, I think. Sleep a couple hours. Memorize some more of my lines. Over my lines with Jenny. So, take care and keep the inspirado flowing.